What do you do when you get your heart smashed and you can't get out of bed? Well, today's guest has the answer to that. Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest is a pastor, speaker, wife, and mom to four men she chose to raise and help change their story. She is the founder of Bravester.com, where she shares how to brave through various life situations. Also, she is the author of an interesting 28-page book with doodles inside that shares how others have helped her carry her pain. Today, we will hear her story, the story behind her book and website, and how she is helping people and what's next in her life. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Ms. Brenda Seafelt Amadea. Welcome, Ms. Brenda.
Hello. Very honored to be here.
I'm excited, of course, to hear your story. I love this where you're talking about how people help you carry your pain, because so often we want to do it on our own. But before we get into your book and the message that's within that, how did you get to this point where you felt like the book was needed and where your website was needed?
I am, because I'm a pastor and writer, I spent 40 some years as a youth pastor, still working with teens at this moment. And I did a lot of youth ministry resources back like in 1990 on. So I've been writing a long time. But in 2015, I just felt like I needed to change writing up, because I recognized that my faith, probably to stay in youth ministry that long, you know, to stay in the ministry that long, all the decisions I made in my life came out of some pretty brave decisions. Mm-hmm. And I started taking notice of all these brave decisions in my life, and decided to start writing about that. So that's why I created Bravester and started writing about these brave decisions and how to make these brave decisions. And then out of that came this book. It just poured out of me one day, and I have this really cute, wonderful, very well-received book.
So let's talk about the book. Why talk about how others help you carry your pain?
So as a pastor, I say often people are a part of our spiritual formation. They just are. This is how God designed us. But people, you know, ugh, people, because people will disappoint. But people are going to disappoint us, and you are going to disappoint people. But people are still a part of our spiritual practice. And in my long life of making these brave decisions, when you make a brave decision, the outcome is not guaranteed. I define a brave decision as your decision to actually trust God. That is full of vulnerability, because with God, there's not the guarantee of the controlled outcome that you want. And so sometimes I've made these decisions and my heart has been smashed. As you introduced me, there have been some weeks I've not been able to get out of bed. It's just been so hard. And then consider I'm a pastor. Like this isn't supposed to be, but sometimes life just breaks you. And so it is in those moments when I've not been able to get out of bed, or just, you know, the struggle, some people have come close to me. Some people have seen my pain and stayed with me in my pain. And so what those people have done, and it's been years of this, is what I wrote the book about. It's just what those people have done. There's been some very distinct things, and those people have made the difference in my life and, you know, pick me up, I carry on. And when it happens again, because I'm not exempt from pain, it's not, you know, and my life is not over, my stories are not over, it's going to happen again. Now I've learned to find these people in advance, and they're on my short list, and they're on my text group. And when I'm having one of those days, these are the people that I will text. These are the people that will pray for me when I can't pray for myself, mm-hmm. because I'm just falling to pieces at that very moment.
Yeah.
So the book is dedicated to them. Mm-hmm.
And I love your honesty, because I think a lot of times people place pastors on pedestals. Like, they can never have a bad day. They can never call in sick. And here you are saying, my heart has been smashed. On one side, you have people who disappoint you, and then you have people you know you can call and pray for you. And I think it is a dynamics of kind of walking the Christian life, because you don't know what the outcome is. And of course, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are much higher. And like you said, we can't always control the outcome. So what do you do when you find yourself in a situation where you're not able to control that outcome, when you are feeling so disappointed, so dejected, and it's like, what's my next step? I know you call people who pray for you, but what else are you doing?
Well, I am older now. Like I said, this is my 43rd year of being in the ministry. So I've learned a lot. And like earlier on, I would fall to pieces and I'd wonder if God was good. If why did God abandon me in this? And I had all these questions. And that questioning, man, again, I've just have always had this brave faith in me. Since I became a Christian when I was 15, and it was a black and white situation. And like, I just knew Jesus loved me. And it, you know, that's where I got into the ministry so young, and et cetera, et cetera. So when those doubts would come in, like, I really felt abandoned by God. And I had reason to believe I was abandoned by God. But I just knew deep down that Jesus loved me from that moment I was saved. So I started questioning, and I started getting angry with God, because I felt he abandoned me at this time and I needed him the most. So where are you? And I started asking these questions, and somehow I missed the teaching that you're not supposed to get angry with God, and you're supposed to just, you know, be still and wait for God to come through. I was never taught that. Thank God, because it's in those angry times that I have learned the most. I've dug into the scriptures, and I've seen how God does not abandon us, but there are times when, like in the Psalms, they felt abandoned and they were yelling at God. They said some things that I've said to God, and it's right there in the Bible. And that, seeing it in the Bible, doing it in my own life, and then seeing the other side of it and realizing that in that time when I felt most abandoned, God was actually the closest. And God became the closest because of these people, where they were able to show me and tell me things, and I could see it through them. When I'm in pain, and again, I'm a pastor, I'm not supposed to be this way, and people did not abandon me to my pain, but entered into it with me. They showed me that my pain was okay, that my pain is a meeting place with God, and that I'm going to make it through. And they would tell me this, and I may not have believed it because I thought God left me, but they told me it, and I believed them. I didn't get a drive-by prayer for them. I didn't get a platitude. Those are some of the things I read about in my book, that these drive-by prayers, I believe in prayer. I believe in a drive-by prayer can be answered and heard by God. But that drive-by prayer just said, I don't want to be touched by your pain, so I'm going to pray for you as I go on by and never ask you again about what's going on, because I just can't deal with it. It's too much. And some of the stuff I've had to deal with, I understand it's too much. And a platitude, you know, that is just dismissing your pain. You know, that's just saying, you know, well, God's going to work everything out. I don't even know if God exists right now. You can't tell me that. You know what I mean? But the people who have stayed with me and not done those things and stayed with me, I believe them when they tell me that. I believe the word of God when I read it in there, and he's the word of the God, especially in the Psalms, is saying some things that I've been saying to God directly. And then I also know deep, deep, deep in my soul, on that day in October 1978, that Jesus loved me and it changed my life from death to life, that had to be true still. And so I'm gonna make it through. And then I've just learned over time that, you know, pain is not a mistake to fix. We are actually hardwired for pain. Healing rarely comes without pain. So there's always going to be some pain in our lives. It's where our growth happens. A broken heart is always a beginning to something. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm older and wiser, when this happens, again, I call my people. I get angry with God. I don't shut down my faith into a safe faith, or I'm going to just wait on God. I just have these times with God. And if I can't, because sometimes I get overwhelmed with what's really going on. Like sometimes when you pray, you start ruminating on the problem and your prayers become more of a overwhelming, depressing session. That's when I call my people in to pray for me, because I just got to say, no prayers today, no Bible reading today, because it's going to put me into a pit. But I've learned this stuff over time, and I get through them these times a little bit faster now.
Yeah, I really do appreciate you sharing your story, because people do need to know it's okay to feel anger, no matter what your position is in the church. And you're right. That is an emotion that God has given to us. So the only thing is, you don't want to operate out of anger, but God can handle your anger. And so if you're shouting at him, you're talking to him, actually, you're bringing yourself closer to him because you're engaging him. We know that God is omnipresent. He's always with us. It may not feel like it, but this is the time, and I think you would agree, is like you said, you always knew it was true that he loved you. You knew that. And that is when you need to stand on those truths. When you're hearing he's not there for you, he doesn't love you, see, he's abandoning you. Those are all lies from the enemy. So I love that you're sharing your story. I do want to ask the question, why did you put the doodles in the book?
Because, well, this book was actually easy to write because I've had so much experience with these kind of people in my life. And there's a creative use of white space, and there's a lot of doodles, because sometimes pain is just hard. And to see the doodle expression makes you go, yeah, that is how I felt in that moment, you know, or that is that thumbs up is exactly what I would have, you know, I would have emojied that right now if I was talking by text to Brenda. So I just put those into the book. So it's a really practical book. It's part autobiographical too, but it's really practical. And you're just going to go, oh yeah. And I want you to become this kind of person, because these are the kind of people that we need in church, we need in life. And here it is. It's 28 pages. It's readable. You're going to see these doodles and go, yeah, yeah, that is good. It's exactly what I would say to somebody, but now I didn't know it, you know. Anyway, so that's why it's just, the book just came out of me that way.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. It's another way to express where you are. And I feel like so many Christians, they push down how they are feeling. And like I said, we have a right to express those feelings. We don't have a right to sin as a result of those feelings, but we do have a right to express how we feel. And I think so many people just feel closed off from the world. Like, I can't talk to anybody. If I talk to somebody, they will judge me. How do you react when you hear things like that?
Well, I teach often, I'm a pastor of a church now that works with teenagers. I'm a pastor now, and I teach often that all of our emotions will lead us to God. That if we will just feel the emotions, and especially with safe people around us, which I'm growing my church to be that, every emotion you feel just opens you up to that pain being your beginning. I mean, it, you know, sometimes joy can even cause you pain, because the minute you feel that joy, you start feeling like, okay, something bad's going to happen. You know what I mean? So even that, if you just, instead of numbing this pain or these emotions, and you just follow them, all of them are going to lead you to God. And then the healing begins, the great story starts and is told. And it's in the great stories like that, that other people are encouraged. And then you hear a story, we have a lot of intergenerational wisdom in our church, and you hear these stories and you're like, Yeah. Okay. I can be like her someday. You know, I can be like him someday because I'm going to stay in this faith. I'm going to try it. I'm going to not numb the pain because there is another side. And there's always another side if we get through it. Emotions are tunnels. That's actually scientifically been proven that emotions are tunnels. But what happens is we get stuck in the tunnel because emotions overwhelm. And if we could just get past the overwhelm and go through the tunnel, boy, it's a whole new beginning.
Yeah, and I would rather people express their emotions, shout at God, doodle it out, than to try to hold it in. Because I often tell people, if you don't deal with it, it will come out in a different way.
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes you're going to use shame to shame other people because you feel shame, you know, or you just numb that out, or you're going to power over people. I mean, it's just, ooh, not good. Like, exactly. And I think as people are listening to this, they're going to be going, I've done that, or I've had that happen to me. And this is a chance to say, stop.
Absolutely.
Stop. God is with you in your pain. Pain is a meeting place with God. And this is where the healing begins. It's pain is always a beginning.
Yeah, you can truly go to God and tell him anything.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda, you are doing so much to help people. What is next for you?
Well, that's really funny. I haven't even told you this, Jackie. I am neck deep in publishing a Bible study called Trust Issues with God. Mm. So that's coming out May 15th, 2024. And that's taking more of this. We will take a brokenhearted situation and start making it a trust issue with God and keeping our faith safe because it hurts so much and we take it out on God. This is the whole Bible study about that. So that's coming out soon. I'm in the last editing process of it. Writers, you can be like, have given me sympathy and brave compassion because this is the hard part. So that's going on right now. I just want to tease a little bit about, I'm a pastor of a really great church. We meet over Zoom. So I say this is for all of you who want to find people that you may think might be safe and can understand. We're called Larger Story Church, and we meet on Friday nights also. This is a whole long story. I don't want to, you know, tie up this podcast with this story, but a bunch of parents of teens asked me to meet on Friday nights because during the pandemic, they really liked having Sunday mornings as a family together. And so we're meeting on Friday nights. And what I found accidentally from this ask from parents is that we're picking up a lot of people who have church hurt. Mm-hmm. And there's, here we go with the pain again. So I'm circling back to that. And they just can't go to church on a Sunday morning, or they can't walk into the doors of a church. So I just invite you to come to my church on Friday nights through Zoom. We people from California to Virginia. We bridge the time zones. We all meet together and we share our conversations, teach a lot of straight Bible and share a lot. And what I'm saying to you is the message of my church. So.
Yeah. Now you got to tell people how they can connect with you. Where's your book? We need to tell them about bracer.com as well as how to connect with your church.
Thank you. Well, my book, if you're on video, this is it. You can get it at bravester.com. It's brave, S-T-E-R, like hipster, bravester.com. And you can order it from there, the soft cover version from there. The soft cover version it's why I sell it on my website, because it comes with this card. Again, the book is great. It's got doodles. It's awesome. It's great. I've had people buy these by the tens and give them away for when their friends have cancer. They buy them for the whole group and they're going through this, carrying their friend's pain with the cancer with the help of this book. But it comes with this card. And this is the card that everybody, I think, would like to have when they're going through something. And it says on the front, it says, I wish I could take away your pain. Also promise not to tell you everything happens for a reason. And you open it and it says, I'm sorry this is happening to you. I'm not afraid of your pain. I won't have all the answers, but I will be here for you with coffee, snacks, and my not perfect wisdom. We'll find God in this horrible thing together. So you order the book, it's $10, and the card comes with it. Then there's more cards for sale on the website too. And then over on Amazon, you can get the book on Kindle without the card. But the card, you know, the card is the thing, I think. So I write at Bravester, I write about brave faith decisions. I also write about brave dating and brave parenting. That's because I'm a youth pastor and I have counseled many, 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 many teens and young adults into marriage, and I have a lot to say about it and the brave decisions that it takes. And I also have talked to many, many parents about how to raise their children so they can keep their faith into adulthood. Yeah. And then my church is largerstorychurch.com, where God is writing this larger story, and we learn to trust God. We learn to trust God through the stories of other people. God will write that larger story in your life. And if you go to largerstorychurch.com, you can, there's a form there. We'll send you the Zoom link, and you're invited, 7 o'clock East Coast time, to keep your camera off, sit in the back row. Keeping your camera off is that way. Sit in the back row and try church again.
Love it. Miss Brenda, you have shared so much with us already, but I want to know the one golden nugget that you want to leave with the people.
This pain is a beginning, or this pain is a door to distrusting God. Is God good? Is God close to you? Ask those hard questions. Ask him with some good people, and you're going to find out how much you can trust God.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. CWS audience, you have heard her. So many words of wisdom shared here today. I want to just emphasize these few things. We will all experience pain, but it is our choice how we deal with that pain. We should not press it down. We should actually talk to God, allow the pain to bring us closer to God instead of pushing God away. He's okay with you being angry with him. He's okay with you crying out to him. And then also surrounding ourselves with people that we can trust. And if you don't have anybody, ask God to place those people in your life. You don't have to go through this alone, and God is always with you. Let's turn our pain into a story that can help other people. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Thanks again, and see you next time.